It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Welcome in. Happy Thursday. It's the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer, Josh Hodson with you. Josh has got his cracking jacket on. He's cracking up right now.
Boarding the crack wagon one last time.
You are cracking today. It up. By the way, hockey, did you see the Arizona Phoenix Coyotes are dead?
Yes.
And they are leaving, and then their broadcaster, Todd, had a emotional send-off.
Todd.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. I don't like to see that.
No.
It's like a whole city just like, wow, really leaving. Yeah. What are we going to do now? This was like my family for the last 20-plus years.
It was nice of them to win their last home game.
Oh, they did win?
They did.
That's nice.
5-2 over the Edmonton Oilers.
The only NHL game I've ever been to was for the Phoenix Coyotes. God, I don't know what year it was.
Oh, yeah?
But, yeah, we were down there, and it was like late March or something like that, and the Diamondbacks weren't in town yet, and spring training was kind of over or whatever, and I would have obviously rather gone to an NBA game, but we popped into the whatever it was at the time, their downtown arena. It's been 14 different names, and the Phoenix Coyotes were still playing there, and we popped in for an NHL game. It was great. It was the only time I've ever done that before.
I've been to a Lightning Jets game.
Wow. Tampa.
In Tampa, yeah.
Yeah, been to an NHL. You've been to an NHL game in Tampa. I've been to an NHL game in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Look at us getting around.
Warm weather sport. Welcome to the show today. It is Thursday. We'll have our regular guest. Jacob Bedilla will bump back a little bit. We'll tell you why in a second. Michael Brunt's at 12:30. Bedilla at 11:30. Why? Because we will have a spring football chat with Scott Strohmeyer, the Iowa Western football coach, coming off of a natty. Josh,
again,
people forget about that.
Back to back.
They have a spring game, which is approaching.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a bit of a different look to them this year.
Yeah, the teams, they don't rebuild, they reload.
Yeah. As they do. I mean, it's a 2-year cycle in junior college, sometimes even less than that. But they have some interesting new players on their roster. We'll tell you about them when we talk to Stro at the top of the hour. That is the lineup powered by the Roof of Reeds at John Higgins Weather Guard. Love to hear from you guys, 402-951-1620 on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline. You can call or text that number. Tweet at Happer Show. At Connor Happer on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Email Connor or Josh Show at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. Or, of course, leave a comment on our YouTube. Hello. Here we are. Charles was the first person who commented this morning. He said hello, and we said hi. Hi, Charles.
That's how friendly we are.
That's how friendly. We were very, very friendly. Very unlikely that you'll get banned. Some maybe likely that you'll get put in timeout sometimes.
Yeah.
But we welcome all comers to the YouTube page, YouTube 1620 The Zone TV, or conveniently located on the website, more commonly known as 1620thezone.com.
Very good website.
A very, very good website. And you should sign up for the email list.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Concert tickets, getting to be concert season. You'll want to be a part of that.
We will check in with a variety of different things. I have a couple Nebraska football topics that I would like to bring your way today, including I was thinking a little bit about the spring game and kind of the future of the spring game, the passive spring game, like the general, what is the spring game's place? Not just for Nebraska football, but for college football in general in this ever-changing world that we live in. We'll discuss that. During the show, a little transparency comes to NIL deals, which actually is kind of good, I think. On the other side, everybody can transfer whenever they want at any time for free. If you have good grades, of course. So we'll get into some NCAA legislation today. An article in the USA Today about Nebraska's very different approach than that of the Colorado Buffaloes. Nebraska's activity in the portal, other teams' activity in the portal. Let's just start here, since this was the story of the day yesterday. So Caitlin Clark, remember her?
She's
a professional basketball player now.
People forget.
By the way, she is now going to get at least a $10 million shoe deal. Do you think that she was making $10 million on NIL deals at Iowa?
Oh, no. That's more than the NIL deal?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I kind of think so. So maybe that was a little bit misguided.
It's almost like she did the cost analysis of which would have paid her more, the WNBA or college.
Well, what you tell college kids is that you strike while the iron's hot. The iron was red hot for Caitlin Clark. And then she went to the WNBA draft, became the number one pick, and now is going to have her own signature shoe made by Nike, according to Shams Charania of The Athletic and others, of course, as well. Caitlin Clark's previous deal with Nike ended after the conclusion of the recently finished college basketball season, which allowed her to hit the market at the peak of her popularity, which is right now. Like I said yesterday, well we're going to talk about the press conference here in a second, but many people watch the WNBA draft. The WNBA draft got a big number. It's almost like, you know, so I saw the other thing that people were saying about what happens to Caitlin Clark when she goes to the WNBA. Well, she's going to go to the WNBA and not at college basketball at Iowa and make less money and be irrelevant. They're like, oh, nobody watches the WNBA. That might be true, but those days are over. There's Caitlin Clark's in the WNBA now. And people very clearly, I mean, we see it when we talk about her on this show, Josh.
Yeah, still.
And we brought up the topic, I think it was last week or maybe earlier this week, like, why is she so popular? I don't know. I can't exactly pinpoint it. I can't get to the bottom of it. But we do know this. Numbers follow her wherever she goes, whether it's money or whether it's people being interested in the situation, including weirdos being interested in the situation.
Yeah.
Let's head out to the press conference yesterday. Josh,
do we have to?
Yes.
Okay.
If I had to hear the awkwardness of this, then you have to hear it as well.
That is so cringe.
So here's Caitlin Clark's press conference yesterday. She was asked several questions by the local media, one of which sounded like this from the Indianapolis Star's Greg Doyle.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. That you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
Don't do that. I like that you're here.
I like that you're here. Can we save that as a drop or something? I like that you're here. Oh, boy.
Don't do that.
Old
men, don't do that.
So the gesture that he made to her before asking that question, when he said, let me do this, he did this. If you're watching along with us on the YouTube stream, which is the inverted heart sign. Yeah. People are doing that nowadays. Caitlin has made it her thing, I guess. I didn't notice that. I think it's such a common deal now. But she does it. And people have noticed, people including Greg Doyle, the Indianapolis Star. And he said, let me just give you one of these. First mistake. Don't do that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just ask your question. Which, what was it? I have no idea. Was there a question after that, or did it just continue? Did they just continue to look at each other for 15 minutes? I have no idea what the actual question was.
Well, she said, she did the heart hands. She said, oh, you like that? Which she didn't.
I like that you're here.
She didn't.
I liked you're here.
Yeah. No,
she didn't. But she engaged. You know, she's a nice. She's very nice.
She plays the media game very well.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And Elsewhere during that press conference, by the way, he asked another question. This one was to the – it was either the coach or the general manager. I think it was the coach of the Indianapolis – or the Indiana Fever. And here's how that went at the press conference.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Josh, it's the second one on there. Sorry, we're going down the list a little bit right now. So once again, second question. This one not directed at Caitlin Clark, but Caitlin Clark was standing or sitting right up there, still at the press conference. But they had to get the coach and the general manager's thoughts because it's a momentous day in the history of the franchise. Here's the question there.
Star, hi. You just were given the keys to that. What are you going to do with it?
Oh, my God.
Did you hear that one yet?
What am I going to do with them? Hopefully, we're going to win a lot of games to start.
That's good.
She's going to help us out.
The answer's unimportant.
You didn't hear that one yet?
No, I had not heard that one. Wow.
The question from Greg Doyle from the Indianapolis Star was, you just got the keys to that. What are you going to do with it?
It's a person, a human being. Who is in the room with you?
Oh, boy.
Not to sound all Nick Grimm on everybody, but feels a little problematic to point out women as objects.
So there's a little bit of this discussion going on. I do think, there's something very different about a press conference than there is, I'm not saying that it's cool in a one-on-one interview or something like that, but it's certainly more personal, right? It's face to face. So we probably all need to kind of take a look at ourselves and say, how are my questions coming off at the press conference and what am I doing here? And if I am a weirdo like Greg Doyle, can I potentially hide the fact that I'm a weirdo for 10 seconds? In this case, he did not. He failed to check that box.
Horribly failed.
Then later on in the day, once he realized he was becoming the national story.
Never be the main character on Twitter.
Greg Doyle tweeted that he tweeted the following. Today, in my uniquely oafish way, while welcoming Caitlin Clark to Indy, I formed my hands into her signature heart. My comment afterwards was clumsy and awkward. I sincerely apologize. Please know my heart, literally and figuratively, was well-intentioned. I will do better. And then he quoted that several minutes later with a with one line that said, call him coming. and so, yeah. Didn't turn out that well for Greg online.
If you're going to ask a question of the most popular athlete in our nation, make it a good question.
Maybe. Well, yeah, probably one of them.
You'll probably want to think of that question ahead of time and not just wing it.
In Doyle's column, he said, I'm devastated to realize I'm part of the problem. I screwed up Wednesday during my first interaction with number one overall pick, Caitlin Clark of the Indiana Fever. What happened was the most me thing ever, in one way. I'm sort of known locally, for having awkward conversations with people before asking brashly conversational questions. I've done this for years with Colts coaches, Chuck Pagano, Frank Reich, and Shane Steichen. I've done it with Purdue players, Carson Edwards and Zach Edey. I did it with Indiana's Romeo Langford, talking to them as people, not as athletes. Notice something about all those names? They're all men, he said. And then he went through and basically, apologized at the end. Just got to be smarter about the way we're, asking questions. I think, his quote unquote style of asking questions to, as if they are people instead of just looking at them in the general prism of athletes has the direct opposite effect that he is intending. Athletes are, we do these press conferences all the time, especially one like Caitlin Clark, who just came off of the weekend where she was on friggin' SNL. She is a very prepared and understanding of what's coming after. But I do understand the idea of wanting to make a personal connection.
Yes, yes. You want to humanize the person you're covering.
Sure. But maybe you just ask a question along the lines of like, Caitlin, welcome to Indianapolis. How does it feel? You know, like how does it feel to be here?
What have you had the cocktail sauce?
Yeah, right, right. Like anything like that. And then, you know, maybe that's not the right place for the press conference. The right time to ask that question at the press conference. Maybe that's in a more one-on-one situation. But yes, he did become part of the story yesterday, and it did not look good for him. And then he just said, "Here, please click on my column instead." And so made himself a part of the story, made himself the story, tried to capitalize on himself being a part of the story. And Greg Doyle went through all of it yesterday. Nice job by him. Great job.
Right through the ringer.
Here's a text from the text line. Excuse me.
You okay? Gonna make it? You want a lozenge?
My bad.
It's okay. It happens.
Caught something in there. Do you think current WNBA players are going to act like mean girls toward Caitlin when she finally starts playing? Oh, I think there will be an indoctrination into the league.
Yes. Have you heard Diana Taurasi talk about her?
Well, yeah, that's one. That's for sure. I think that she'll have a bit of a target on her back. That's for sure. Don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
There will be many welcome to the W moments for her.
Yeah, I mean, she's really good, though. Like, she'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But this is no different than any rookie who's ever played in any league.
Right.
Who's had stardom attached to them before they got there. It's like, yeah, we want to put them in their place. Like, welcome to the league. Do that entire thing. But she'll be fine. And then by year two or halfway through year one or whatever, people's the tone will change and it'll be like, wow, we're really lucky. Like, did you notice how that happened in college basketball? I think women's college basketball. At first, there was this kind of, gosh, I don't know about her, and you heard it a little bit more and more toward the end as well. But eventually, by the end, the narrative on her from college basketball, from women's college basketball, was like, yeah, we were really lucky to have her as a representative of our sport. And
yesterday, Dawn Staley said, let's not mince words. She is solely responsible for the sport's high ratings.
Yeah.
She didn't say, well, my team's undefeated. People want to watch good basketball. No, she said, Caitlin Clark is the reason people watched my team's championship
game.
That's it.
That's the reason why people will watch the WNBA. In this case, it's actually fun that the WNBA season starts in, what, less than a month here?
Yeah, yeah. 38 of 40 games on national television for the Indiana Fever.
Amazing.
Feels like a lot, but I get it.
Matt writes in on the Equitable Bank inbox.
Hi, Matt.
Couldn't she have had a $10 million deal with Iowa at Nike? More people watch women's college basketball than the WNBA. She'll be irrelevant in 1 year. Because people care about women's sports when it's linked to their college, but the Indiana Fever, I probably won't watch. Just honest. Good for her, though. I hope she changes it. So, Matt, like, once again, it's because of her that people are watching. Like, that's where these numbers are coming from. People will still watch Iowa basketball. Those same people that were attached to Iowa basketball before Caitlin Clark got there and rose to stardom, just like people watch Nebraska women's basketball, and, like, there's... like they get good attendance numbers and stuff like that, but it'll go back to normal, or relatively back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little higher than the previous normal.
Yeah, maybe, you know, with a little...
the new normal, you might say.
The new normal, I guess. But she's at least not right away. I mean, she's really good right away, which I expect her to be. She's not going to be forgotten about in the WNBA.
She's also playing with the very good Aaliyah Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
So the team might actually,
but
like,
it's her,
be
like,
good.
Just,
yeah.
It's her. Like, she is the single reason that people watch these games. So, I guess disagree with that.
New people will invest in her along the way.
Yep. And there will be narratives and storylines that grow and come and go throughout her career as well. Text from the 402. Connor, I wonder if that reporter is a serial killer.
Same.
Yeah. He's a weirdo. Yeah. But we've actually known this for a while. I'm glad that it kind of you know, showed up yesterday a little bit.
Yeah, there's a bit of that in this story as well. There's a bit of I told you so.
Yeah. All right. Quick time out here. Come back, get your guys' reaction to that. Once again, Scott Strohmeyer will join us at the top of the hour. More of the Connor Happer Show continues on the other side on 1620 The Zone.